Victor Wembanyama. So, no. No draft lottery win for them. And then last but not least, in this tier, the Houston Rockets. Good basketball fit. I think if anything can, like, dissuade the Rockets from star chasing this year, it'd be Cooper Flagg. I think for me, the minute they get Cooper Flagg, oh yeah, we're not trading for any stars. At least not right now. I think we're going to put Cooper Flagg at the power forward. We're going to have him, Amen Thompson, and Sengun. Fred VanVleet, you're starting at the point guard. They're going to have to figure out the Jalen Green thing. But yeah, that's a team that we're running back, and should be a fun thing. I was kind of snooping around Rockets like Twitter and stuff, and Rockets like Reddit, and like they were like, Cooper Flagg is coming off the bench on the Rockets. Oh, because Ime doesn't like rookies. I almost blocked some people because that's like not good logic. But yes, the Rockets, I think him and Amen Thompson would just be a good fit for the future. And then Sengun, I have my reservations about him, but that'd be a fun team. And yeah, they'd kind of be a team that should be good for a really, really long time. And even a contender, Cooper Flagg and Amen Thompson, end up really meeting their potential. And now, the last tier, last but not least, there's two teams here. This tier is called Blame Your Front Office. The Philadelphia 76ers. In the last 12 months, they have not been a good run team for many reasons. Didn't like the Paul George signing when it happened. Didn't like it before it happened. Don't like it now. It's aged like 2% milk. That's strike one. And then the Joel Embiid contract. Really don't think they should have extended him. They just haven't had a good season. And so they don't really deserve to get rewarded with Cooper Flagg. So yeah, they're in this bottom tier. Blame your front office. Now, basketball fit wise, you take out Joel Embiid and you put, you know, him, Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain. You can kind of talk me into it. Like, it's a good basketball fit. But no. They don't deserve any top whatever pick for the season they just had. And last but not least, blame your front office. One of the worst seasons in the last 5 years that any team has had. The Dallas Mavericks. And now for the fan point, getting Cooper Flagg would be nice for them. But absolutely not. Trading Luka Doncic is not a good idea. It was never a good idea. So they do not need to be thrown a lifeline of Cooper Flagg. Absolutely not. They're in this tier. They're at the bottom of this tier with the 76ers. And yeah, that's the Cooper Flagg thing. Draft lottery actually starts right now. We might do a little live reaction to whoever gets the top four pick or whatever. Things I'm watching before I take a break, because it's at an hour. Things I'm watching: what pick the Hornets get, if the Sixers keep their pick, what happens with the Blazers. What happens with the Blazers? That'd be an interesting thing if they had a top four pick. Other teams. What happens with the Jazz? Yeah, there's a lot of teams. A lot of teams that will be impacted. What happens with the Nuggets? What happens with the Nets? Because they've kind of been in need of a franchise player ever since, you know, they traded three of them in like a 12-month span. But, yeah. Interesting thing to figure out. Interesting lottery. As soon as I play what I need to play, I'm gonna turn on my laptop. Yeah, should be fun. Actually, one little quick thing about the Hornets. I really hope they do get the second pick so they can trade LaMelo and really get a good start on this rebuild. Maybe even keep Mark Williams. But yeah, that's the Hornets thing. All right.
Yeah. You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Listen to this track. Girl, the way you move it, you got me in a trance. DJ, turn me up. Ladies, get so jammed. I'm a superstar. You gon' need some fame. And I'ma throw this money while you do it with your hands. Girl, drop it to the floor. I love the way you really go. Follow what I do. Sit back and watch you move. And I'ma see the party party. All of the hair in your jeans. Ken Wale B. Ken Roscoe Scheme. Long hair, she don't care. When she walks, she gets this. Brown skin or a yellow bone. DJ, this my favorite song, so I'ma make it thunderstorm. Bullet, won't it block the hell? Throw it, fuck it, I don't care. Jess is flying everywhere. Got my partner Roscoe, like, bro, I'm drunk in hell. Can't you tell? Do 70 bands that fit this step. So fucking well, I'm trying to hit a hotel with two girls. That's why I'm me. Take this, but I'm scared. Lil' Bay Moscato got a freaky. Hey, you got me. Please take off your pants. Wrap up on a handstand. You got me sweating. Please let's be a fan. Damn.
I'm with Walker, I think I deserve a chance. I'm a bad mom, going at some motherfuckers. A young handsome motherfucker, I sling that wood, I just nunchuck. I'm a who you with, and what's your name? And you not here, boo, I'm Wale. In that DC, I rap all day. And my eyes red, cause of all that haze. Don't blow my high, let me shine. Drum on a beat, let me take my time. One beat, we can take it outside. Fucking what, bro, these lame minders. You out your mind, you out your lead. I sweat no bitches, sweat out weeds. Wear out tracks, let me do my thing. I got 16 for this Roscoe thing, but I'm almost done, let me get back to it. Whole lot of loud in the low backwood. Whole lot of money, big tip I would. I put on a train, little engine could. Wale. Shawty, put it on me, please. I be going ham. Shorty, upgrade from baloney, please. Them niggas tipping good, girl, but I can make it flush. Cause I walk around with pockets that are bigger than my butt. Well, rain, rain, go away. That's what all my haters say. My pocket stuck on overload. My rain never evaporates. No need to elaborate. Most of these ducks exaggerate. But I'ma get money there. Next might get a chance after me. Jump on like I'm coming off a free throw. Yes. Cause ahead of the game, no Chico. Lambo, Roscoe, no street code. Yeah. And your booty got me lost like Nemo. Go on and do your day. Right now. And I'ma throw this money. Why you doing with no hands? Go.
hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. Like it's my last. Swear, I'ma do it like I like I never had it at.
Drink it all like it's my last. She a 7 in the face, but a 10 in the air. She even looked better by the end of my glass. See, I just walking fresher than the circs off in this mode. I'ma need the baddest bra to twerk off in this mode. Go, I'ma go hard until it hurts off in this mode. Go, I'm a boss, so you gotta work off in this mode. Don't have to work, and I could get you anything you want. I could put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around and make a show for us.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at. Like I never had it at.
Fill this glass up like it's my last. I'ma do it like it's my last. I'ma spin this cash up like it's my last. And I'ma make it last like it's my last. And I'm gone. Can't remember where I am, but she forget about her man when they tell her who I am and they introduce my fam. Now she all up in my space, all up in my face like you remember who I am. Since I signed the con, I'm Louis Vuitton, shine up in Benihana, eating all the wonton. Rose, rose, or a little shine down. Put her hands down my pants, now she rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody guest list. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected.
Wait.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
One time, two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got her
hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Now I'ma hit this drink up. Buckets. I work too hard to be ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, you ain't doing nothing. I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at.
Work out for me. like them boys with the big old chains. Ride around town in the big old range. I knew it when I rocked big old chains. Now the little doing big old things. Would you look at that? I came back for it. Just to get to you, like you asked for it. Man, that thing in them jeans too fat for it. Rebound, so I caught off the backboard. I told a baby girl, come here. Know I run the town even when I ain't from there. And I brag hardly, but just to show up at this party I made with your making one, yeah, that's unfair, but so is life. Take a chance, roll the dice. Money can't buy your love, cause it's overpriced. Don't overthink, just hope it's right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good thing. If I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well then, let me see you get high and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me, work out.
Drop that thing down to the flow. I'm here for one night. How far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me.
Carolina blue kicks fresh on the scene. Hottest on the block. Damn girl, you mean they be starting shit, but it's your world. On my Martin shit, you go girl. She bad and she know it. Some of them say those. I'm not that heroic. Could you be my escort? Cause just like them two door fours, damn, they don't make them like you no more. Cold world. Real cold world, them boys cool, me I'm on fire, know what's on my mind, tryna see what's on yours, tonight, 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 move slow, but you wanna live fast, up late, so you probably skip class, life is a test, so before the night pass, get right, hey, we got a good thing, don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing, cause girl, I can't be your man, no man. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well, then, cold world. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Well, hey. Straight up, I tell you, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, oh, oh. Come here, girl, let's get it on. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, 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 or is it just a hit and run? Well, straight up, I tell you, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, 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 come here, girl, let's get it on.
I think I see where it's going, this one, E. Yeah, I did that. Still kick raps that cause impact. So where my kids at? And everybody hating, sounding funnier than Sinbad. I'm ill as the pills that they give you when you collapse. This, that, the other. Kiss your mother with that mouth. We the kids that she warned you about. We just storming the house, open doors to a cloud. Got an assortment of style, just be sure to this well. 6:30 in the morning and there still ain't signs of slowing down. Twin sisters getting wasted, so they both are down. It's going down, thought I told you, man. If you trying to party, let me see you raise your
hand. There's a party on Fifth Avenue. If you tryna go,
if you tryna go,
I can be there in like 20. I'ma honk and then come running, cause we gotta hit the road.
We gotta hit the road.
Make sure you got a clean shirt, clean pants, new shoes.
What
you buy there, you choose.
At
the party on Fifth Ave tonight,
and that's what I'm trying to do. Hey, what's the difference between me and you? I know I'm believing you. I'm flyer than Beetlejuice. Don't count on the sheet to snooze till I might eat your food. I party to sleep till noon. What everyday people do. So wait and see me in boots. Give me a week or two. See when you read the news. My b's on sleeping new. My rhyme talent is why. My album is fly. Your favorite record, you gon' put it inside. It's that old school. Sounding good in the ride. And pen, I'm only counting to nine. Said it's that old school. Sounding good in the ride. So let's head out to the party out drive.
There's a party on Fifth Ave.
If you tryna go,
if you tryna go,
I can be there in like 20. I'ma honk and then come running, cause we gotta hit the road.
We gotta hit the road.
Make sure you gotta
Clean shirt, clean pants, new shoes. Regardless what you buy there, you choose. At this party on Fifth Ave tonight, and that's what I'm trying to do. What's going on? There's a party. Hope your neighbors don't mind us getting loud. Homies to the left, all the ladies to the right. We came to get down, we gon' do that now. My light up shoes on, my light up shoes on, my light up shoes on. They love the way my kicks flash. This ain't the time to just sit back, cause there's a party on Fifth Ave.
There's a party on Fifth Ave. If you tryna go,
if you tryna go,
I can be there in like 20. I'm a monk and then come running, cause we gotta hit the road.
We gotta hit the road.
Make sure you got a clean shirt, clean pants, new shoes.
Regardless
what you buy there, you choose.
At
this party on Fifth Ave tonight, and that's what I'm trying to do.
I think she hates me deep down, I know she does. She wants to erase me. A couple days, no talking, I see my baby, and this is what she tells me. She said,
get my shit out anyway. I hope you die.
Okay, welcome back. That was Kid Cudi, Erase Me. We are going to lock in. A lot of stuff has happened in the lottery. Spurs jumped up. Oh my god, I'm so loud. Spurs jumped up. Hornets jumped up. Philly jumped up. Hornets are in fourth. Wizards fell to six. That's going to be an interesting thing for them. But yeah, we're going to watch. top four picks. I'm going to be a little behind, so it's not going to be as a climactic, but should be a fun one, though. I don't want Cooper Flagg on any of these teams, but honestly, if the Spurs get him, I have a whole big thing about the Spurs and what they do with the first pick. But my phone's blown up. I don't know how behind I am, so I can't look at it. But this is an interesting one, though. All right, Mark Tatum speaking. I don't know what team. Hornets would be fun. Okay. Fourth pick, Hornets. Wow. The three teams who don't deserve Cooper Flagg are getting Cooper Flagg. They really listen to me because all these three teams were bottom three. Sixers get third. Spurs are getting the first pick. Oh, my God. The Spurs might get the first pick. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Mavericks get the first pick. Spurs get the second. NBA is just such a funny, funny organization. They're just a funny, funny group. But the biggest question is, are the Mavs keeping Cooper Flagg? Because honestly, they might trade him. And I generally think there's an okay chance that Giannis ends up on the... Wait, this is so much stuff happening right now. Giannis could be a Maverick. Giannis could be a Spur. Giannis could be a Spur. Because the second pick, I think that's movable. I don't think they have any really... benefit to keeping Dylan Harper unless you're drafting Ace Bailey, but I think they might. The Spurs have become a real thing for Giannis right now. As for the Mavericks, there's no way they're keeping Cooper Flagg on the team. Wow, interesting. And who had the third pick? Philly. I really do hope they draft Ace Bailey. And then Hornets, I think they'll just take BJ Edgecombe. That'd be like a no-brainer fit for them. But yeah, this is an interesting lottery. And I don't even want to know how Twitter is reacting to this Cooper Flagg thing. But this is crazy. But I really don't think Cooper Flagg is going to be a Maverick just because he made this trade to go with now Nico Harrison. So it's kind of like, does that change? And I mean, if it didn't change with Luka, who was, you know, on pace to be a top whatever player of all time, Cooper Flagg is 18 or Cooper Flagg is 19. So it's kind of like, are we keeping him? He can't even drink. So why didn't we keep Luka if, you know? Now, as for the Spurs... Wow. I don't think they keep that pick. Interesting. Interesting. So if I had to do a little impromptu mock draft, it'd kind of be like the Mavericks get Cooper Flagg. Put a real asterisk onto that because I don't know if they're going to keep that pick. Spurs get... Would you really, really take Dylan Harper? I think the Spurs end up trading out of that pick because it just doesn't really, really make sense to take a guard at all. At all. Like, Dylan Harper doesn't fit that team at all. And I know, like, the whole best player available thing, but he just doesn't fit that team in just a logical sense. So, put an asterisk to them. But if they do make that pick... I'd probably end up taking Ace Bailey, to be honest. I'm not sure if they have the patience to really wait for him to develop because he is like 19 and like they kind of have playoff aspirations, but Ace Bailey Wemby timeline is great though, and Stephon Castle too. And then the Sixers, they're not a Dylan Harper pick either. They have too many guards. So, don't know what they do with that pick either. Unless they can't even take VJ Edgecombe. Unless they take just the best center available. Maybe that's a Malawach pick, a Derek Queen pick. Which I was talking to my friend about that too, so that's funny. fourth pick, I think. Wait, so I guess this mock draft would be what? I'm kind of doing this on the fly, so bear with me. So I think it'd be Cooper Flagg with the asterisk, Ace Bailey with the asterisk, Malawach. Is there a world that Dylan Harper could fall to the Hornets? And then I don't even know who the fifth pick. I think the Jazz have the fifth pick. They'll just take whatever guard's available. Maybe if VJ's there, they hate VJ. Fourth, I'd go Dylan Harper. But I don't know. Everything is kind of out of whack. This is like, I think it's going to be an interesting draft process where like no one knows where anybody's going up until they make the pick. Well, I mean, it's still early though, but just as of right now, no one knows. No one knows. But with that being said, when I come back, I'll talk about some Giannis trades. Maybe I got some more draft stuff to think about. But yeah, I think that was an all-timer. All-timer draft lottery. I'm killing time because I'm trying to find a song. Okay, so I'll be back.
for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. This one's for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah. This one's for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. This one's for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Break it down one time.
Oh,
That was Touch My Body. Hold on. We're going to get some instrumentals. But what a time to talk about the... Hold on. What a time... Oh, my God. Whatever. I was trying to get a certain instrumental, but it didn't work. What a time to talk about some Giannis trades, huh? What a time. Because I think the destinations just improved by like... It's so low. Just improved by like 2, 3. Let's go down the list. But honestly, before I start, I think the Bucks position in trade, like Giannis is gone. Like any like little hint, you could be like, oh, maybe he doesn't like going to Houston because there's no all-stars there. Maybe, but that's gone. Because now he just has so many options. Let's go team by team. Start off, who has the first pick? The Dallas Mavericks. Are the Dallas Mavericks keeping Cooper Flagg? And if they aren't, I think this is a Giannis destination. Because the question is, does Giannis want to go play with Anthony Davis? And like Kyrie coming off of an ACL injury? That's the thing. But if you're the Mavericks, it's really tough for me to believe that you're keeping Cooper Flagg, but this isn't a Cooper Flagg thing. Giannis trades. Giannis to the Mavericks is kind of a thing. Mavericks, Cooper Flagg, a Mavericks trade the first pick and like whatever to make the cap work. I'm not sure how many contracts they have. Ooh, Klay Thompson might end up being in that deal. It's good that I don't think either of them are above the apron, so the trade shouldn't be too hard to like put together. But I think the Mavericks become a destination. The Rockets are really might have to throw in some guys if they really want Giannis, because now your other competitors are the Spurs and the Mavericks now, who have top two picks and assets. So Rockets might have to throw in. I'm not sure. The Rockets are really going to have to make a list of who's untouchable no matter what. But if they really want Giannis, I think Amen Thompson might have to go, because I think the Mavericks have some real, real leverage right now. And we'll see about the Rockets deal. I think they got a lot of picks. We'll see what happens with Jalen Green. I think they probably hold on to Fred VanVleet because he is their starting point guard. Probably over the next like year or two. Is Jabari Smith in that deal? Is Tari Eason in that deal? But I think that's a Giannis destination for sure. This is one of the best case scenarios for the San Antonio Spurs, because they were already in like the hunt for Giannis. And crazy thing is, I was talking with my friend, and it was like, what if the Spurs get the first pick? Are they trading Cooper Flagg for Giannis? But now it's kind of like a way easier like question. Is are you prepared to trade Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper for Giannis? Questions, yes. And like, well, it'd be the second pick. Maybe they throw in Castle. They still have like the Hawks picks, and they have like guys to make the money work with some upside, like Vassell. With Vassell. So yeah, that's another Giannis destination. Giannis and Wemby. We don't even know what that would look like on the court, because those are two of the most unique players ever. But I know it'd be pretty good. And I think the Spurs do want to win now. I'm not sure if they really want to do this whole rebuilding thing. I mean, they just traded for De'Aaron Fox, and they're probably going to end up paying him a lot of zeros. So yeah, I think Giannis to the Spurs is a really big destination. And then you still have the OKC part. If OKC loses in the finals, or if they just come to a point where they don't think this team can win the championship, I think the next call is they call the Bucks and say, do you want Chet or Jalen Williams? And I think Giannis could, real possibility that Giannis ends up Oklahoma City Thunder. And a very like interesting team that I kind of just thought of today And honestly, if they do really want him, I think they're going to have to throw this player in. But the team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think in the last 48 hours, it's kind of turned into like, maybe it's like Giannis is trading for Giannis such a bad thing. Because I talked about like the Donovan Mitchell contract extension and how you're kind of on the clock because you're not paying him Supermax. So why not really try to, what's the word I'm looking for? Not expand your window maximize your window. Go trade for third best player in the league. Pair up Giannis and Donovan Mitchell. Now it's kind of like, oh, are we like legitimately the best team in the East? Because the guy who's averaging 30 this playoffs is going to be the second best player on the team. But if you're the Cavs, or if I'm the Bucks, I don't want Darius Garland. I don't want Jared Allen. I think this deal starts with Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley for Giannis. And now, if they do really want Giannis, I think that's going to be the pick, because the other teams are giving away the 7th pick and possibly, or the 7th, or the Spurs are giving up the 2nd pick and the Rookie of the Year and Stephon Castle. The Mavericks are giving up, what, the best prospect in the last few years besides Wemby, like Cooper Flagg. And like the Rockets have picks that they could throw in Amen Thompson. So if you're the Cavs and you really want Giannis, you might have to throw in Evan Mobley. So I think those are the teams that are really contenders for Giannis. I can say with all my heart, Giannis will not be a Milwaukee Buck at the start of next season. There's just no way. But man, I think if any team, there's a lot of lucky teams tonight, but I think the Bucks. This is one of the best ways this draft lottery could have gone for them. Because instead of the Spurs trying to sell you on Castle in the 7th pick, they're trying to sell you on the 2nd pick in Castle. Or like the Mavericks might just give you Cooper Flagg. Or like you really might like draw a package from the Rockets that gives you a men and like whatever pick they have. And the same thing goes for NA. We'll see where it leads them and how desperate the Cavs end up being this offseason. But hey, Evan Mobley don't sound like a too bad of a package, because like if it's really down to the Spurs and the Mavericks and Evan Mobley's not in that deal, they're gonna take the Mavericks thing. So wow. A lot of fireworks, a lot of questions, a lot of teams. A lot of lucky teams, a lot of unlucky teams. I think luck leaderboard is kind of like those top 3 teams. Giannis, the Bucks. It's going to be an interesting offseason. It's going to be an interesting offseason, guys. Wow, what a way to end it, huh? What a way to end it. But what am I saying? Yes, that's for the playoffs. We'll see who makes the finals. It's going to be interesting. If I had to bet, I'm not betting against my Knicks. I think it's going to be Knicks Thunder. And we'll see what happens after that finals, because this offseason is going to be Giannis getting traded, KD, maybe Devin Booker. There are some weird things about that. Also, I'm kind of interested to see whoever team gets Giannis, what's the plan B for the other teams like the Rockets and like the Spurs or the Mavericks? Like, what's plan B of not getting Giannis? Do they knock on the door of the Suns? Maybe go get D-Book? Like, who's getting, like, what's plan B? Like, is Zion plan B for some teams? Is Ja plan B for some teams? Like, there's just a lot of moving parts. And this is honestly the best way this draft lottery could have went. But yeah, interesting offseason. Interesting finals. A lot of things going on. Yeah, I think that kind of takes certain teams out of the running for the Giannis sweepstakes. But yeah, I think it's down to, I think it's down between 5 teams. Very, again, I think the, out of all the teams, one of the teams at least Cleveland is kind of one to look at with the Giannis sweepstakes. But it's really up to them if they want to do Mobley. One last Mobley thing. If they do trade Mobley for Giannis, it's really like a big bet on if they can win a championship in the next 2 years. Because Mobley was kind of like that lifeline if Donovan Mitchell ends up leaving in 2 years. But that goes for the question, are you really prepared to bet Evan Mobley that you can win a championship with Giannis and Donovan Mitchell? That's a question that the Cavs are going to have to ask and hopefully answer. But I think there needs to be a discussion, especially now with all these suitors that are here for Giannis. And we'll know, who knows if the Cavs feel that way, but that's how I feel. But yeah, I got one more song, but that's it. Bone Beats, it's come to an end. It's been a great year, a lot of interesting things. This is probably number one. Yeah, thank you for everybody listening, whether it's 500. Been fun, kind of been the highlight of the college career, and yeah, what a way to end. Crazy times. But with that being said, yeah, I'll see y'all.
Drop that. Roll out. business. Stay the fuck about my business. Cause these niggas all up in my head and it's my business, my business. Stay the fuck about my business. Cause it's mine, oh mine. My business, my business. Stay the fuck about my business.
I'm coming up freely with the lords of lithium. They're who I'm tethered to and I can't get no freedom. I'm stuck in time and space like a mannequin in a museum. How am I gonna break free from these lords of lithium?
same with the same sins that you find change in all the right places.
Stomp with the drummer just in case it get lost. Two left feet, grouping in the spot. Bitch, no tennis, so I'm dancing like a menace. Bitch, go tennis like, show me what you got.
Where are my dragons?
Where are my dragons? Where are my dragons? Where are my dragons?
Well, I don't know what she's talking about, but you're listening to WONY Oneonta Red Dragon Radio.
Dracarys.